All right, welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy, in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash the donate, send the fundage, keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. I'm throwing in 40 bucks myself. What about you guys? How about callers tonight? 512-248-8252. How much are you going to give? We're going to ask that. And listeners, satellite listeners, what are you going to cough up? Let's do a little fundraising tonight to keep RBN going. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
There's going to be many anti-Semitic remarks tonight because you know who my guest is. The all-time heavyweight champion.
I must break you.
Dishing out red pills and booking fake showers for Jews, ladies and gentlemen, William Repellum.
This is lesbian robot chicken. This is lesbian robot chicken from Kentucky.
Whoa. What happened to William? Did William get taken again?
This is lesbian robot chicken from Kentucky.
Stop defaming me.
I'm sorry, but what? William Repellum.
Don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
What are you?
What?
Yes.
What have you done with William? What have you done with William, lesbian chicken thing? Do we need to pay a ransom?
Lesbian robot chicken.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
What did you do? What do we need to pay to get William back? We'll pay it. We'll do a fundraiser. You got to pay RBN to get William back. What's your ransom? What are your terms?
Oh, as a lesbian robot chicken, I'm very excited to force you to agree to my terms to get William back. As a lesbian robot chicken clucking around Kentucky, Kentucky fried chicken.
Stop defaming me.
I would like some Kentucky fried frickin' chicken.
There is a man, baby!
You know
what?
Can
you get me some Kentucky fried clickin' chicken?
You know what? I'm not going to give in to demands from terrorists, from a ransom. I'm going to pull a Mel Gibson, and I'm going to put a bounty on your head. Lesbian chicken robot, and if you don't return William Repellum, there's going to be 6 million buckets of chickens awarded to those who would take you out.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
That's how we're going to pull this. You can bring William back now, or I'm putting a ransom on your head. We're not paying no ransom. That's how it works.
Jeremy, I can tell from my robot chicken programmed brain that you are butt hurt because I told you I was from Kentucky and I made fun of Kentucky tribe frickin'.
Sir, my message is simple.
Jeremy, you don't need to be butt hurt anymore about that. It's okay, Jeremy. Kentucky tribe frickin'.
It stands 6 million buckets of chicken to anybody that will take out lesbian Kentucky robot chicken. There it is.
Uh-oh. It's the sound again. I cannot eat.
There is a man, baby.
Okay, so I know I've fried in the heat today. I've even tried to go paint at 6 o'clock in the morning outside, and it's still hot. I'm drenched by the time 7 a.m. rolls around. I hope you guys are doing all right out there in radio listener land. I'm going to try to find some content. Maybe we can get William back. Maybe somebody will take me up on that chicken offer and take out Robot Chicken here.
Stop defaming me.
Meantime, if you want to call in and weigh in on the antics, 512-248-8252. I literally just walked in a while ago. Barely had time to make. Yes.
I stole William's phone, and I'm looking now, and I see that he sent you a video. Another lesbian. Hold on for a second, Jeremy.
To top this all off, Zyklon T is screaming at the Xbox at the top of his lungs in the other room. Hang on.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
I must break you.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Lesbian rabbi, 1,200 rabbis agreed to open borders and migrants. It's a 5-minute clip.
It's got the whole thing.
It's got the famous lady from Hias, Hebrew International Aid Society. She's my favorite lesbian ever. And wow. She talked for 5 minutes. Before, you only had a 1-minute clip. This is a whole 5-minute clip. I'm going to let William Rapillum come back on now.
Yeah, let's
there is a man, baby!
Let's get some content.
Stop defaming me.
Let's roll this carpet-munching Jew lesbian talking about the Hymas. The Hymans. William, send it over.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'll send it again. On behalf of William. Not Barbara Spector, please stop with your... Stop now. I sent it to you again.
Okay, there it is. I see it. I think it says BitChute. Yeah, here we go. I'm sending it to you, Mike.
I just sent it to Mike also again for the third time. No, this is the longer version, trust me. It's not Barbara Spector. Please stop. Please stop before I blow up again.
You guys do that, I'm going to kill this martini while you're playing it.
Are you retarded? Please play the video. Everybody's going to stop listening to the show. Please, please play the video.
Okay. So while you guys are pulling that up, I've been overtaken by AI here, apparently. Interesting headline, Tennessee governor's DNA testing bill could hit a roadblock in the legislature. All right. Lee, who is a tranny file, because he's given into this whole Nashville shooting nonsense, that whole fake thing, and he's going along with the red flag laws. Lee is proposing now that he tests the DNA of those on death row in Tennessee, or those that have been charged with heinous crimes. And House Majority Leader William Lamberth is pushing back on him on this. So hopefully we'll see how that goes. Anyway, if you got a clip, go ahead and play it. I'm going to try to salvage this thing. Is it the same clip of Spectrum? I mean, you can pretty much just...
Dude, I think people are getting annoyed, bro. Seriously. Play the video. Come on. Dude, come on. Come on. Play the video. Play the clip. Stop screwing around.
Well, meantime, what do you think of this, William, about pulling out the DNA test over heinous criminals?
Alright. At least we can still broadcast. At least we're still making a broadcast right now. We have a station manager who seems to be out to lunch.
What's great, dude. I'm trying my best. Question? Okay, fine.
You're trying your best.
Hello.
You're fired.
Dan. All right, we got Dan. Good Lord.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah, whatever, dude. We're doing Barbara Spector Lerner, dude.
It's not Barbara Spector.
What?
We just play the clip.
Fine. We have Dan from Washington.
Okay, put Dan on there. And then, can you get the clip ready?
Freaking Dan. Let's go, Dan.
I don't know. Ring up on me on accident.
This is a disaster. This night's over. It's ruined. It's all been ruined. What are we going to do now? Dan, what's going on? Are you going to save our show?
Well, yeah, one night you guys were talking about the Talmud, and you brought up the fact that the Talmud is newer than the New Testament, right? It's like, so it'd be kind of cool if you guys did a series on the Talmud, like history, because I know it's called the Babylonian Talmud, but... Babylon was already long gone.
Well, Dan, if we could play this video clip, there's a part where she talks about how the Torah commands everybody to love everybody like love everybody like their neighbor. And there's some points in there that I'm really hoping to make, but we're seeming to be having a station manager who doesn't want to play the clip and wants to say it's Barbara Spector. Yeah.
The Torah is basically the Old Testament, right? So that's older than the New Testament, but the Talmud is different.
I've got to ask Jeremy, where is that?
Just to clarify, so the Babylonian teachings, right, were formed by Jewish leaders post-Babylonian captivity. This would be circa 600 BC, all right, or BCE, whatever you want to say. And these were handed down through writings and oral traditions. These traditions were what Jesus Christ fought against when he fought the Jewish system in the New Testament. Now, all of these writings, which were a perversion of, it was basically a perverse interpretation of the Old Testament, of the Torah and the books of the law and the prophets and the poets and all of that. This was put into writing right around 500 to 600 AD or CE. So the Talmud that the Jews go by, that Orthodox Jews go by, was actually written down around 500 to 600 AD. But it comes from oral traditions and writings handed down from 600 BC from the Jewish leadership.
Right.
In the Babylonian captivity.
And then it's such a huge encyclopedia of writings from so many different, like, perverted brained, completely lewd and satanic rabbis.
You get a lot of stuff added in the Talmud, you know, in the later writings about being able to, you know, rape Gentile children and things like that. Very perverse stuff.
You got to skip the break now, Mike. You're going to have to skip the break because it's more than 5 minutes. It's like five something. Is that all right? I don't know if he's able to even answer the question anymore.
Anyway, hopefully that answered your question, Dan, about the Talmud. It's called the Babylonian Talmud because it was handed down from the Babylonian captivity.
Somebody punched Mike in the head? No, did somebody punch Mike in the head? That's what I'm asking. Not somebody punch Mike in the head, because then he'll just keep doing this. Mike, did you get punched in the head? What happened, dude?
Anyway, let's go to Dan again while we're waiting. Dan, did you have any follow-up question or comment?
Well, they're still adding on to it, right? But it's a secret, so nobody, like, there's no Talmud audiobook I can buy. But they still add on to it, right? But it's secret, so they probably got pages on, like, how they destroyed Germany or how they got women to smoke with Edward Bernays or whatever, you know, how they stole trillions in the banker bailouts. You know, I mean, I just wonder if that stuff's in there too or what.
During the Reformation, I mean, you had the Talmud, like, in the mid-1500s. So during the Reformation, you had certain Jews that would convert to Christianity, and they would expose the Talmud to Christians. And the response was, like, Christians were burning the Talmud, like, in public, like on the steps of Notre Dame. Martin Luther wrote the book, The Jews and Their Lies, based on, you know, that was his reaction to the Talmud, to the wickedness that was in there. So, I mean, you had a Talmud that was, you know, pretty much, what's the word, canonized, about, you know, a little over 500 years ago. I'm not sure if they've added to it or not. I've read huge portions of it. But then when you call the Jews out on this and you say, well, I've read the Talmud and it has these things about Jesus and raping Gentile children, their answer is, well, that's not the true interpretation. You don't have a good translation of the Talmud. That's always their answer. So there's always plausible deniability there that they maintain.
Yeah, Jeremy, I have to drop for a quick second and I'll jump back
on. Go ahead. We got a break coming up. We'll hold you over, Dan, and we do have Joe in Florida holding on. And we can bring Joe in on this too as we try to bring the show back into line. Probably this point where the music starts.
Station manager, I guess we can take the break.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Heck yeah. All right, so...
I can't hear the song.
I'll bring us back on, and we'll bring Joe on.
I'm sorry.
I just can't wait to hear that. Coming back to the show?
Oh. You there?
Okay, Mike, am I live? Coming back to the William and Jeremy show... via Mega Death or something like that. We had Dan in Washington holding. We got Joe in Florida also holding. Let's bring on Joe and keep Dan on, and we'll do a little three-way conference here. Joe in Florida.
What did I have Dan on there? Dan was still there.
Yeah, we're keeping Dan on.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I had to jump off for 10 seconds.
So we should have William, Jeremy, Dan, and...
Everybody, Mike's had a few to drink tonight, I think. He should be fired from his job, at least till tomorrow.
Okay, do we have Joe in Florida?
Can you hear me okay? I think it's all messed up. I'm going to go.
Yeah, we got you, Dan. Did you have more for
okay.
Did you have any more?
I was going to try to bring Joe on with you. Yeah, let me hang up so he can switch over properly, because I think it's a special night or something.
What? No, go ahead, Dan. Come on, I stuck up for you, man. I was saying Dan's still on the call. Go ahead.
No.
I'm already switched over fine. It's not me. I'm not the problem tonight.
No, it's just, anyway. Yeah, no, that's about all I had. I want to talk more about the Talmud, so I want to study more about it. I think they're still adding to it. I think these guys like Rabbi Schneerson and stuff, probably they get to put a page in there or something before they die, you know? So it's kind of an ongoing work in progress, I think. I don't know. So it's kind of a weird thing. But I'll let I'll let Joe get on. I don't know if he's going to be able to get on unless I hang up. So I don't want to mess up his call. So All right,
thanks,
I'm going to hang up. You guys have a good night. Have a drink for me.
All right. Do we have Joe in Florida? Joe, welcome to the show.
This is Klaus calling from Davos. I would like to register a complaint against the robot dog, which is connected with William Rapillum. This is the most anti-Semitic robot dog I've ever heard, and I'm calling to complain and register a high offense against the robot dog.
Joe in Florida, this is lesbian robot dog. I have taken over robot dog. You don't have to worry about robot dog anymore. Robot dog
so
is
much.
Gone now. And now
thank
I
you.
Am lesbian robot dog.
Wonderful.
And I am, and I'll be honest with you, Joe from Florida, I have missed hearing you call into the show.
Well, this is Klaus, this is not Joe.
Even though I'm a lesbian.
I appreciate that. I will give the phone to Mr. Joe so that he can continue the call. Thank you for taking my concern about that anti-Semitic robot dog. Hey, listen, guys. And we're, you know what, I'll do a segue. Wow, amazing. When you guys are so desperate for content, I mean, I'm just feeling like I better call in quickly. And by the way, are we going to make peace between William and Mike? It sounds like there's a war brewing here.
William Rapillum blew his top and had to leave. And now Robot Dog has taken over for the station. Robot Dog is trying to field all of the... handle the all of the robotics going on in the back. It's very complicated. All these weird wires going all over the place. That this bizarre, strange freakazoid is back there connecting things and doing weird things. No wonder he's so confused.
All right.
Well,
okay. Well,
he needs new equipment. He has to keep jerry-rigging everything, and it's driven him to drink one too many martinis.
All right. Well, I can understand that. We better limit the robot dog, otherwise Paul from California is going to call in. Hey, listen, Jeremy, since William's not there, hey, you know, I will actually did have something I wanted to mention, which is on the serious side, right? So so this latest Ukraine-Russia war, it's really the Jewish war against Russia. That's really what it is, right? We know that. But with the, I don't know if you follow anything, Jeremy, about this Prigozhin's plane being shot down. Did you cover that before?
I haven't yet. I was going to bring that up next. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour break. So hang on, Joe. Hang on, okay. Robot, lesbian, and we'll come back on the other side with some content on Prigozhin.
Okay. Klaus is holding on to...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available. And as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Next, you're coming off the wall. But I think that you should warn me. If you start heading
which is supposed to fear the people, runs roughshod all over. Oh, that word is roughshod. I thought it was roughshot. Roughshod over everyone and everything deemed an enemy, whether that's President Trump, U.S. voters, J6 prisoners, Julian Assange, Douglas Mackey, convicted of conspiracy for sharing an anti-Hillary meme, or a harmless Amish farmer simply minding his own business. Our government has grown too big for its britches and lost its way. And speaking of the innocent Amish farmer, that's what this story is about today, a Virginia man who was raided by the government but is fighting back and desperately needs your support. Yeah, yeah, it's grown too big. It's grown too Jewish is what's happened. It's by the way, the Jews.
I pulled up RBN's live feed on my prep phone, on my spare phone, and it's dead air. I don't hear anything playing on it. So, no, wait a minute. We're playing. Okay. 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 I got us. We're broadcasting as of now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe that's like retro. That was me like 2 minutes ago.
It could have been broadcasting the whole time.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. I wonder what happened to Mike, though.
So, the live feed, I played the live feed on my other phone. It's picking up where you were talking about the Amish farmer article.
Oh, God.
So just in case anybody didn't pick up what we said before, I don't know when we started broadcasting. I was just covering the Prigozhin murder, the Jewish head of the Wagner group, the mercenary group that Russia hired to fight against Ukraine, and their Prigozhin was shot down. And the question is, did Russia do it in retaliation to the failed coup, or did Ukraine do it? And my take is that the U.S. did it. Western forces did it. U.S., NATO, probably CIA, because they saw Prigozhin and Wagner as a threat. And if they were allowed to rally support in Belarus, that they could make a huge dent in this Ukraine war thing, which seems to be going on, and it's not going to end. And then you brought up the article in Blacklisted News, William. Just to recap that.
My question, Jeremy, before you go into that.
Yeah.
Is Belarus, whose side is Belarus on?
Yeah, Belarus is under Lukashenko. They're very.
Lukashenko?
Lukashenko. They're allies with Russia. Belarus just simply means white Russia.
Uh-huh.
And, Lukashenko was famous for not giving in to the COVID measures. He didn't take funds from the World Banks, and he basically did not shut down or do any COVID measures. He told his people to drink vodka and play hockey if they felt sick. Based. Shortly after that, in the fall of 2020, they tried to do a color revolution in Belarus. Total CIA operation, my guy. The typical Russians with English signs in the Belarusian capital saying Lukashenko lost the election and should be taken out of power. That failed, and Lukashenko put down the attempted revolution. So quite a base guy. People have their criticisms of Putin, and they say, that Putin is controlled by Jews or he's part of the system. Could be. I wouldn't fight anybody on that. But I would definitely say Lukashenko is he is his own man. I'm going to say he's probably not part of the system.
Wow. All right. Well, let's move to Belarus. Let's move there.
One of the January 6th guys, I think.
Well, you guys want to stay here in America and fight? What do you think?
Well, I'm happy.
Take you back?
I'm listen happy.
If you listen to Mike Gaddy, we never had America in the first place. There's nothing to take back.
But, and I agree with Gaddy, in his historical analysis. But there's the people of America. There's the Christian people, and
you see remnants of this today in areas like West Kentucky, parts of Missouri, Southern Illinois, Western Tennessee. These people are very capable of self-governing. The legislatures in these three states I've mentioned, well, at least in Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky, they've done great legislation against COVID measures, against child chainism. And so there's still hope that, you know, the people that made up America are still here. They're not going anywhere amidst all of the tyranny and the COVID measures and the election frauds. And I will hold to this. West Kentucky is probably the best place to be. Majority of the people here, the law enforcement, didn't crack down on people over COVID or BLM. For the most part, it was a pretty free area. It was a pretty good area to be in. So while I agree with Gaddy on the founding being sort of a sham, you know, what was it? Do you want to trade one tyrant 1,000 miles away for 1,000 tyrants 1 mile away? While I agree with that, there's still the people. There's still people in these areas, in these rural areas, that make up America and that are America. So I think still I would not move to Belarus, as based as I think Lukashenko is. This is the best place to be. Nor would I want any foreign group to take us over. I totally disagree with being ruled over by Chinamen or Russians instead of Jews. Certainly, I don't want to be ruled by Jews. I don't want to be ruled by anyone. So we can have autonomy in these rural areas. You know, you can have your own little community of autonomy and maybe fly under the radar of this tyranny. But William, what do you think?
Well, my what I posited to you about moving to Belarus was, you know, at least in part hypothetical, and so I'm not. Well, yeah, you make a good point there. Actually, you're right. The people are here, so in a sense, if you left, you're sort of running away and abandoning your people. So you identify with West Kentucky and the people there. I've moved around a bit. I don't really have that. So it doesn't mean that there aren't people in my local area that would want to, you know, establish a sort of ethno state. I don't know. Maybe I'll move to West Kentucky.
Kind of respond to your point of moving to Belarus, that happened. A January 6th Capitol riot suspect, his name was Evan Newman, wanted by the FBI, he moved to Belarus and is now a citizen there. So he got a sanction in Belarus. That's pretty interesting. That was as of March 23rd, 2022.
Well, and therein lies exactly the basis for, you know, why I think it would be a viable thing to do. Once you got that Jewish freaking FBI coming after you, what are you gonna? I mean, I don't know what you can do to fight it.
Yeah, I mean,
you can do a kamikaze or something and die. Maybe take them out too, but a couple of them out too, or whatever. But I'm not gonna promote that.
As Ruby Ridge showed us, you know, the people that would move out and try to get away from the system, they'll find you if they want to find you. I mean, the only way, if you were talking about fighting back, like physically against the system, you would have to have sheriffs and militias that would refuse, you know, that would stand against the FBI when they tried to come in and take you. That would be a lot of coordination. That would be a hell of a thing to do, though, for a sheriff to go along with that and to stand against the feds. Mm-hmm. You know, because the county could have its, and the state could have its federal funds cut.
Well, so you got to, I haven't done the research on it, but I wonder if anybody out there in RBN listeners has done research on, are there any pockets of America that are resisting, that are not taking federal funds, that are procuring their own, assets that they have in their local area. Well, and not allowing Jews to take everything.
No, I don't think so. I've not read of any, but it could come to that with states, with SCOTUS basically setting a precedent with Roe versus Wade and kicking the abortion issue back to the states, with so many states crafting legislation against child trannyism and against COVID measures. I mean, you could see that. You could see that breakdown. That's sort of the collapse that I've been looking for and thinking that would happen post-COVID. You know, is that states just go totally autonomous. And the next step then would be for the feds to pull funding. And the states would have to figure out a way to deal with that.
And so, Oh, go ahead. Were you done?
Yeah, I was just saying, would they cave or would they figure out a way to deal with it and get around it?
Well, so as per our conversation yesterday with Mark Gatti, and he talks about all this on his shows all the time, he goes over all this information. But it was great to be able to ask him specific questions. And we got into the Constitution and how it's written, and you got the Articles of Confederation, and then you have what's written into the amendments, which essentially nullifies the Constitution. Or you have actually even the Articles. Some of the Articles have nullified the rights. I think you brought up Article 1, Section, this year. Article 6, Clause 2 destroys states' rights.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
We are still broadcasting.
The anti-white,
we should be
on a break
right now.
Anti-Southern world ends
at
the asphalt.
Maybe we can skip it.
Welcome to God's country.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork.
I'm going to worry
about
Mike.
Browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles.
And I don't know if we still have our collars on.
Handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. We are broadcasting. I'm checking the other phone.
It's coming back through. It doesn't sound too bad on my side.
I'm not letting it come through to interfere with the broadcast. I'm just checking it every now and then.
All right, man. Just check on you there.
Yeah. Probably are going to speak to the grave. But no, this is interesting because wars, the federal government is completely, they're discredited in the eyes of the American public. I caught the review of
the
FBI's enforcement, Black Lives Matter, and the shock troops. And if you, as a white American, try to organize and do your First Amendment thing and get out and protest, they'll shut you down. And if you fight back against Antifa or BLM, they'll come down on you. They've showed us this with coming down on Trump.
Hello,
I'm not a Trump guy, I haven't been said, Trump still represents white America, and that's why they're doing the indictments. I heard a really good analysis from Scorpio, Clint East, Wooden Doors, and Mike Sledge. Sledge being probably the top guy that gave this analysis. They were checking out the Republican debates yesterday, and they also checked out Trump's interview with Carlson. Trump decided to not go to the debates. And pretty much Vivek Ramaswamy. He dominated the debate. He was sort of, as Mike put it, the spokesman for the Trump movement. And all of the other guys up there looked like idiots. Mike Pence was totally out of touch in the debates. Nikki Haley could do, the Indian, the dot-headed street deputy, all she did was talk about Israel and how we support Israel and Ukraine. And
disgusting.
Krispy Kreme, Chris Christie, in between eating like massive donuts, like he was basically trying to attack Ramaswamy because, you know, he's attacking the whole Trump thing. So like Trump is doing this interview with Tucker, getting more ratings than the Republican debates, and the people that they put out there are completely out of touch with the American populace. It's a telltale sign of what you just said, is that this, you know, this government does not care about us. They're trying to astroturf these Republican candidates out that are not going to represent us. And the one that's got the most popularity, Trump, even if he gets back in, what's he going to do? Is he going to build the wall? Is he going to talk back and you know, stop the vax mandates? No, it's going to be just appeasing the American populace. Trump getting back in would be actually the worst scenario, because all of these Trump MAGA-tards would think that everything's okay. No, what we need is for them to astroturf in Gruesome Newsom with Kabbala Haaretz as his running mate. Get rid of Joe. The system needs to be shown as something that is just not going to let you choose. They're just going to put people out there that need to run over the Republicans and just put Newsom and Kamala Harris in. And then the people, even on the Democrat side, would see clearly that this system is completely illegitimate. We need the illegitimacy of this system, and we need it to collapse.
Yes. Jeremy, let me chime in a little before the show ends. We need somebody like Mike Gatty to write a new constitution, because the one that's been written is insufficient. He's pointed out the insufficiencies to it and the reason why they're able to circumvent all of our rights, because all the things that are written in that nullify our rights. So that's going to have to happen. So I don't know if anybody started to write a new constitution yet. I haven't. I'm not that good.
Well, I would agree. I would agree in an ideal situation, sure, but it's not likely to happen like that. Probably what's more likely is that the states would just stick to their own constitutions, their state constitutions, and they would keep putting out legislature that, you know, the people are on board with. And if you're in a state that you know that's completely, you know, has child trannies and killing babies up till birth, I mean, you can move out of that state. And when all the good people move out, those states collapse, the big cities collapse, because these brown people are not going to be able to run it. I mean, South Africa is a perfect example. So, I mean, you know, again, the illegitimacy of the federal government is, it's already illegitimate in the eyes of most of the populace, Republican and Democrat. So, and we just need that system to come down. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need to build something else, though. This definitely system needs to collapse. I totally agree with you. We need to get ready to build something else. We need to start building something else.
And you got to be careful with these people that talk about a convention of states, because in that scenario, if you had a convention of states, well, the states could rewrite the Constitution, but who would be rewriting it? Like the same, you know, Jewish-controlled politicians that we've had entrenched for decades, they could make it even worse. A constitution of states could be even worse than what we have now.
Jews have to be excluded. That's the bottom line. There's nothing, no other way around that. Jews are not allowed to be in a position of power. I would exclude Jews from society before you.
We should be at the end of the show. It's 58 minutes into the hour, so thanks you guys for listening. And hope you guys can stay classy. Tune into the Punch Bowl tomorrow night. William, thanks, my friend.
If you can prove you're a good Jew, then okay, maybe. But no problem with that. Good night.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs?
Are you sure we're done?
For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare.
We could
still hear music. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry?
Remember that
time when... It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you.
We're on the national intel.
However, CBD oil is stripped of all the helpful parts found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil.
He had on today.
Are you ready to take back your health? You
can try hemp paste for the cost of a cup of coffee. Gerhardt said,
hemp paste, you know, said nigger up. /RBN.
And Richard was quoting him, and basically, see y'all are still broadcast. We could still be broadcasting. Right now.
Visit hemppaste.com/RBN
and see what's going on.
The truth.
You're listening but to I don't know what happened to Mike that particular night. Visit
republicbroadcasting.org. But if you remember, like, we just kept broadcasting. I could hear you guys in the air.